Attention, loyal listeners of Off the Hook Overtime. I'm here to address the elephant in the room, the abundance of advertising on our YouTube channel tonight. Firstly, I want to sincerely apologize for the disruption to your usual listening experience. We understand that you tune in to Off the Hook Overtime for the unfiltered, commercial-free content you've come to expect, and tonight's deviation from that norm was a misstep on our part. Rest assured, this was a one-time experiment. We're always exploring new ways to support the show and reach a wider audience, but we recognize that this particular approach wasn't in line with the values of our show and the expectations of our listeners. We're committed to delivering the authentic, off-the-hook overtime experience you've grown to love, and we'll continue to strive for the perfect balance between supporting the show and maintaining the integrity of our content. Thank you for your understanding and continued support. We appreciate your feedback and will keep it in mind as we make decisions about the future of Off the Hook Overtime. Onward and upward, the Off the Hook Overtime team.
Onward and upward, really? Okay. Thank you, Bard, for stepping in there. First of all, I don't think you can say it's a misstep before we take the step. We are taking the step now. It's about to be a misstep. We turned on monetization just to see how annoying it could possibly be. We chose the most aggressive setting, and this is a demonstration as to how you can totally screw up a live feed by turning that on. And the hope is that the folks who do the train videos, train streams, will fix their settings so people can watch trains in peace again. That's tonight on Off the Hook Overtime. Gila.
I would just like to announce that I'm already frustrated because before we went live, I got a pre-roll ad for the Olive Garden.
Oh, wow.
Ew.
It's unlimited pasta bowl time, guys.
Yeah, if you want, tomaine poisoning or something. You know, everything they advertise, let's tear apart. Because I want to see if we get disqualified for having advertising if we talk complete...
Fail it.
Talk complete shit about, and I never said that on the radio before.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, about our advertisers. Our advertisers who we hate and despise so much. And I can say that. I can, because we do hate and despise anyone who advertises on our show. How dare you? And we're sorry, again, to echo what Bard the Hacker just said. We are sorry for taking this misstep, but it's intentional. We're doing it to see just how it works. That's what hackers do. And maybe some of you out there can figure out ways around it so that you're not annoyed, and maybe we can help other people not be annoyed as well.
Yeah, and not being annoyed is important. And I actually just I thought I'd take a moment to talk about this excellent product that I found so helpful. So tonight's show is actually brought to you by Moonshine.
Oh, look at that. You have Moonshine.
Yeah.
We can drink on overtime. Can't drink on the...
I just want you to know.
Actually, no, we can drink on the air because we're not running the station. We're not in the studio. So we can drink the whole damn time if we want. Yeah, give me some of that.
You need a hit?
I already used a curse on the air, so I can drink now. Go ahead, folks. Don't let us stop you.
Share your thoughts.
Absolutely. I am much appreciating that the folks in the chat are telling us what their pre-roll ads were. I saw the Olive Garden, but we've got Smoothie King, TikTok. Someone got two pre-roll ads and didn't tell us what they were.
So that's all ad token stuff,
holy
right?
Crap, that's strong. This is strong moonshine, Kyle.
All right, put it down. Put it on the floor.
Know,
all the way.
It's strong by design, Emmanuel.
Whoever's calling, we didn't give the phone number out yet, so it's impossible for you to call.
But that would be individualized, Gila. That's
it would appear to be
the Google
yeah.
ad tokens based on each user and mm-hmm. their system.
If you got an advertisement for a deodorant, take the hint. All right, there's a reason Google knows this about you.
You're funky.
Yeah. So we all get some. We don't get ads because we're not looking. No, you missed a call that was not.
It wasn't valid.
It wasn't invited.
I'll stop interrupting.
All right, but yes, please, people tell us, and how often do you get ads? How often do they interrupt you? Now, any of you out there in Skype land, are any of you on where you can see a YouTube screen right now?
I am on the YouTube screen as well, but I'm on it with a browser with uBlock Origin installed and did not see an ad.
Oh, wow.
I have the show going. Now it's muted, but I put the show on just to make sure that we're on and we are hearable, and we seem fine today. But what's annoying me is that Gila got an ad, and she's the moderator for this. So this is like if you have a TV show, and like the people on TV also have to watch the commercials that the people at home have to watch.
How does the moderator moderate if she has to watch commercials? That doesn't make any sense.
We are gonna find out. I'm also curious if the chat will continue during the mid-roll ads.
I'm curious if the chat continues after tonight. Period.
We are gonna learn a lot this evening,
sorry, Gila.
What's up, pal?
You're talking about chat. I was thinking about, there's a fantastic article about Google's travails with chat in general. I don't know if anyone else caught it, but it's I'm getting glimmers of that. Like, will chat exist in the mid-roll?
Oh, Alex, is that your finger? You're holding your finger up close to the camera. I thought it was your arm. But ahead. I'm sorry.
Can I throw one more thing?
Ooh,
excuse me, that doesn't have anything to do with ads or mid-roll or anything else. But a quick follow-up on the discussion we were having in the radio hour, mm-hmm. which is if you've got an internet browser and a lot of time to spend. You might want to take a visit to phoneco.inc.com, which is the website of the store of the people we were talking about in the last hour, the Phoneco 40,000.
I wish I had that info then. Phoneco.com. That would have been very helpful.
Phoneco Inc. Phoneco.inc.com, because they are Phoneco Incorporated. It is a rabbit hole of – it's also – amazing. There's stuff in the catalog that hasn't been updated.
How do we not know about these people? We probably drove right by. You know?
We should be friends with these people. We also put the link out if you're listening. We put the link on our Mastodon and our Twitter, now known as X, whatever. But this is a rabbit hole, and you will be clicking around on it for a long time.
He could have been in Legion of Doom, right? 87? He's not too old for that. So maybe we should see if he has hacker cred.
They have a payphones section on their website. They have a Cocotte section on their website. This is legitimately amazing and fantastic, and I encourage everybody to. They also have their email address, which is apparently still at AOL. So God love them, and spend some really fun time in the catalog if you have a chance.
Can you tell if they're still selling stuff? Like, if people wanted to buy an old phone, do they have like an online auction account or anywhere where they're still actually delivering stuff? What if they had a burst of sales? People just interested in what they had, only finding out about it now.
I mean,
said it was low, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that the stores opened until 9 o'clock Central, which is 2 hours from now, and they have a phone number listed, and I'm not saying we should call them right now, but I'm not saying we shouldn't call them right now.
I don't think we should call them right. It's what, 7 o'clock in Wisconsin? That's past
it. 7 o'clock in Wisconsin.
It's 87 years old. He's probably
the store. It's the store. We're not calling their house.
Yeah, but everybody there lives by farmer's hours, don't they?
Actually,
The website does have a catalog, and it does have online shopping carts and things like that. So it looks like you can use this. You can click on things. You can buy them.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you can call them.
Yeah, don't call them. Don't harass them, please.
I'd be very curious about what kind of phones they have in their house, though. Maybe that's something we could ask them.
Oh, they probably don't use phones. They probably hate them.
Maybe.
All right, how many ads are we up to now? Are we deluging people with them?
I haven't seen anything yet, but we are about to reach the 10-minute mark the stream, so we may see something in a moment.
I saw an Acela train passing Norwalk yesterday, and as soon as it approached, I got an advertisement, and when the advertisement stopped, the train was gone. That's how pissed off I am. This is not what anybody wants. It's not what anyone wants. So if anyone can help solve that problem, especially on a Roku, I would be so thrilled, and it would calm me down quite a bit, too.
I expect the Googleplex is going to be adding a balcony after this show's over.
Oh, my God. I just thought of something. Does this mean that the archive is also going to have ads, like, forever? How does that work? I guess we'll find out.
And
we certainly will.
And if it, maybe, like, if they change policy, too, because they may not have, what if they do that retroactively, uh-huh. too?
Yeah, they could. But one thing, though, we can say that our copy on 2600.com will not have ads, because we record it independently, so we'll make sure our copy is not infested. Fair enough? All right. Okay, I guess we give out the phone number then. 802-321-4225 is our phone number if you want to call us. 802-321-HACK. And we would love to hear from you. The rebel ban is off, so he's free to call again. And thank you for observing it 2 weeks ago, assuming you did. Anyone else wants to call as well, please call. We can only take one phone call at a time, obviously. And if you call while we're talking to somebody else, we can't get you back. So you'll have to redial.
And our ad policy is not extending to other videos on Channel 2600. We're experimenting with the live stream right now.
Right.
But that is not something we ever desired. And if you choose to do that later or look around.
I think there are ads on the Hulk videos. But, that's because we offer them unedited, and we figure that's the best way for people to be motivated to get the unedited versions that are not subject to Google judging them, like they did during the conference in 2022, and shut down the whole stream because somebody was referencing something that was copywritten.
And if they are there, it's minimal. Uh-huh. But, of course, the 2600.com route is always a good place to get good copies of all this stuff without any of it.
Yeah.
We have a call, yes.
We don't make anything from that either. And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
This call-in is sponsored by Super 73 Bicycles.
Rebel is back. Okay, so Rebel, to avoid being banned again, speak your piece, have an interesting phone call with us, and don't call back 50 times afterwards. And everybody will be
you
fine.
You just interrupted the ad.
Good. That's my reason d'etre, is the way you say it.
We've got an ad. We've got an ad.
Oh, we have an ad.
Right,
we're
now.
Very excited. What's in an ad for?
It appears to be a minute-long ad for something on the Stars channel, but I can skip it.
No, don't skip it. Gila, do not skip it. The important thing is to be as annoyed as possible, all right? And if it's a half-hour ad, then you're out of commission for half an hour, and that's just the way it is. Playing by Google's rules.
Also means if you're in the YouTube chat right now, the moderator is watching an ad, so whatever you say.
We've lost control of the chat because we have to watch an ad. This is what we're trying to emphasize here. So what's it a one-minute ad for?
Yeah, what Stars got?
It's a show I have seen. Courtney Cox, Greg Kinnear.
Oh, they're terrible. They're awful.
Some chick. I don't know what's happening
She's
here.
She's the worst.
It's called Shining Veil.
Ew, gross.
Yeah.
I will never watch that.
It's terrible.
I will curse people with that show.
The whole plot, it's just...
And we're back.
And we will never see that program. We recommend nobody see that program. And we're back with Rebel. Rebel, go ahead.
I have the premium version. That's why I don't see any ads.
You have YouTube Premium?
Yeah.
So you pay to not be deluged with ads.
Well,
but can you run two screens at the same time? You cannot. You're not allowed to.
Can I run two screens? Let me just see.
You have to register each one.
Yeah,
and if you have more than one, maybe more than two, you have to get the family version, which is double the price.
Well, actually, I think that's what my friend has, and he gave me one of.
Oh no! Here's the other thing: the family version, you all have to live at the same address. Now, how does Google get your address now? So you have to give them your address if you're going to register for this. And this is just way too much information I'm giving out to them. So that's another reason why I'll never do this.
Can you give a fake address?
I don't know. I imagine it's got something to do with the way you pay them, so they're probably going to look at if your address matches your credit card, and you can't share with people who don't live at your address. It's really, really...
It's an IP address thing.
I don't think it's an IP address. I think it's a regular physical address.
What did you pay with a gift card?
I don't know why that would make a difference.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't see your address if you're paying with a gift card. If you give, like, a Visa gift card, then, you know, they wouldn't...
I imagine you have to register somehow with them and give them your address. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I guess you could give them a fake address there, but you have to coordinate this with whoever you're sharing it with. And what if you have a fight with them? You got to get rid of them, and then you have to get somebody else to replace them, and they have to have the same address. It's just way too much thinking for watching damn videos on YouTube.
Okay, now, the New York City, you know, the New York City Link kiosk, they've been deemed to failure, and they're all going to be removed.
Wait, what? What? You said deemed to failure. You meant to say doomed to failure, I would imagine.
According to the article, they've been deemed a failure, and they've been all.
Alex, you know anything about this?
I don't. No, I haven't heard anything about this. So I'm also shocked that we're getting some relevant news from Rebel tonight.
Hey, so don't be nasty.
I'm not. I'm being truthful.
Oftentimes, Rebel is where we first hear about things.
So this is interesting because it's a sidewalk venture. I think Google has a stake in it. It's an ad. Ads were a big part of.
Oh wow! How shocking! Ads were a big part of that.
You put a giant screen anywhere in New York, and somebody's going to be like, "How can I make money?"
I just was surprised Google.
Anyway,
was involved
I'm ads. Curious what will happen to the infrastructure, the connectivity. Things like the wireless and...
So, wait, let me get this straight. We get hooked on these things. They're everywhere, and now they're just going to take them all away?
Rebel, where did you see this? Because I can't find this anywhere.
Yeah, Rebel, wait, name your sources.
WCBS News Radio 88.
Oh, that's okay. our compatriots on the AM radio band. So, WCBS, huh? Spreading this information here. Maybe it was Kim Komando who said this?
It was the regular news thing.
Okay, all right.
And you know, McDonald's, going to McDonald's is annoying now because they don't have people working at the counter anymore. You go, you know how you used to go to McDonald's and, you know, go to a person and say, I'd like a Big Mac or I'd like a whatever. And then
this is what's known as Rebel Whiplash, where he changes topics so quickly you don't even realize that you're going in a different direction. No people at McDonald's behind the counter and maybe in front of the counter someday if we know what's good for
us. Well, there's one person that tells you to go to a kiosk. Why can't that person take them?
I don't think that person wants to. I don't think anybody wants to. They want to be as far away from the food as possible. Have you ever seen what goes on back there? Have we gotten the McDonald's ad yet? Because I have a lot to say about them.
I'm McDonald's, you know. Well, you know, I'd rather eat at like a... Dunkin' Donuts, where, you know, some of the people that work
hey,
there.
Look, no more, no advertising business. From the listeners.
Okay,
yeah,
this is subliminal. This is, okay. I see what he's doing.
You think that's subliminal? Wow.
Okay, so let me. Now it is time for an editorial.
Is it time for an editorial? Okay, go ahead.
The following editorial is not the express views of this station or this podcast.
Are you going to say it?
Part is real, and Ukraine. What does that mean? It means less money for education and housing for the people of this country. You know, we like the Jews. We like the countries in the Middle East and in Europe. But come on now. What about the people in Latin America who are coming here? This country cares more about other countries than their own. No wonder when people go to college, they say, we're sorry, there's no financial aid. And when senior citizens, what about the senior citizen who is disabled and needs senior housing? They have to be put on a waiting list. That's my comment. The express views are not. The express view was not, the views that preceded were not the views of this station or this podcast.
Radio host, Rebel, appreciate you joining us today. It's been a stimulating conversation, and we've covered a lot of ground. However, we're nearing the end of our allotted time, and we want to make sure we have enough time for our closing segment and to address some listener questions.
Okay, is that clear? Thank you, Bard.
Yes, now we have artificial intelligence. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, too.
I think we've had enough artificial intelligence on the air at the same time right now. So, final words, Rebel.
you know, artificial intelligence calls you, and they, you know, now that instead of the Indian saying, you know, the tax scam or like the Social Security scam where they try and, you know, get your Social Security number and say that it's Social Security, they have the Medicare scam where they try and say that they're from Medicare and they can save you money on your Medicare coverage.
Is it called elder care?
Well, I don't know, but they call you and say that they're from, like, Medicare Advantage or Medicare.
Because they're going down. I want them to know that. I've been getting calls very similar to that, so.
Yeah, but it's always an Indian person. And then when you try to call
it
back.
No, it's been more like robots, but, yeah, I take the point.
Yeah, and then when you try and call the number back, it doesn't work or it's disconnected or, you know, something like that.
Well, don't let them get you down.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're not elderly. They're calling people. They're calling you and me, and we're not elderly.
Yeah. It's absurd.
Speak for yourself, Rebel.
Yes, and I think that's all that he does. Thank you very much for calling, Rebel. And please, won't you call someone else now and us another time? Good hearing from you. And thank you, Bard, for helping us get him offline. 802-321-4225. How is our experiment going?
Nothing yet, I don't think.
Okay.
Just making sure I didn't miss anything. So far, so good. I did accidentally flip my default view, so once I got that back, things are better. Also, we did get a note from a listener that I want to read verbatim. People are talking a lot about ad blocking, how to make that work, and there was something that I want to, again, read verbatim just to make sure I don't. Okay. So, from listener Rick Ross. You'd probably need to use something like Pi-hole to block ads at the DNS level to get rid of YouTube ads on your Roku. But they should just create a non-YouTube stream option that's just M3U8/HLS.
I got lost at that last part.
You and me both.
Oh, that's good advice.
Absolutely. We have a lot of suggestions about... no, this is great. So thanks, everybody, for sharing that.
For us, I think... just the complexities of what we're running already make experimenting that with that kind of risk turning off a lot of other things. I don't know. We have to be really careful about changing some of the network stuff while we're in, I guess, what you might call production, so to speak, in network terms. But mm-hmm. Point taken. We'll see what we can do in our lab.
This actually speaks a bit to how YouTube got so powerful in the first place, because when YouTube started, video was still something very expensive to put online. You had to host it on your own servers. People would be downloading what was at the time a huge file for video. It would be like an AVI video or an MPEG or something like that. And YouTube was the first time for most people who were around then that you could upload something and just have everybody watch it as much as they wanted without it costing you personally in bandwidth. And that's how it took off. It took off as like the one site really where you could do that and have it be given a widespread audience. And then Google bought it and the rest is history for better or mostly for worse. But it's also, you know, to look into other streaming options like this listener suggested, it would still cost a packet for mm-hmm. most people to be able to do that. So it's an accessibility thing, and YouTube is still like the easiest option for so many people, especially those who aren't particularly technical.
Alex, did you have something? No, just holding your hand up. Okay. Do we have a call?
Yes, there is a caller on the line currently.
And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I had a question about YouTube. I haven't listened to you guys in a couple of months, so I don't know if you've discussed this or not on the air. But it's about the channels tab on YouTube. When you go to a channel, mm-hmm. There's usually a tab that said channels, and sometimes you'd click it, and a lot of times it would say this channel has no channels, but sometimes you'd go and there'd be like 20 or 30 or even 40 different channels.
Are you sure it's not playlists that you're talking about?
No, channel.
Okay. How, a channel would have channels.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. I mean, I think Rob might know something about this. Rob?
Yeah, that's something that if you put up a YouTube channel, you can feature other channels, whether it's like, here's some other channels that I have stuff up on, or just here are some of my friends, or here's some stuff I like. And that's something that people would set up on their own channel. And it's no longer a tab like it used to be. It used to be a tab next to, like, videos and live and playlists and, you know, all that sort of thing. And now I think it's generally just lower down on the channel page. If, assuming you're looking on desktop, I don't know what it looks like on mobile, but it's still a feature that exists.
I've been looking for several days now, and I don't see it anywhere. I've gone to several channels that I know used to have channels on their channel tab, and I'm not seeing it anywhere on any of these YouTube channels. So it looks to me like they got rid of it.
Well, Rob, are you able to help them find where the channel tab for channels is or where it moved to?
I'm looking at a channel that does have channels because, you know, I heard you like channels, so we put channels in your channels.
Stop saying channels. Good Lord.
Don't blame me. Blame YouTube.
Oh, we will. We will.
Rob,
if you can give specifics so this listener can go to the same place and see that, that might help.
Yeah, so if you're looking at YouTube on desktop and you go to the home tab, and then scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, you should see the channels that they've chosen to feature on their page. Not everyone has chosen to do this, but if they have, you should see it lower down on the page now rather than in its own channels tab.
Does that help you?
Not really. Can you give me an example of one? I mean, that's the thing. Every channel is different, but
I'll tell you what I'm looking at right now is a channel of somebody I don't know in real life, but I enjoy their content. It's called Da Things, D-A-T-H-I-N-G-S. And looking at their channel, if you scroll all the way down, there are lists of other channels that this person has featured on their page.
Can you spell that again? D-A-H?
D-A-T-H-I-N-G-S, Da Things. And They put up remixes I really love, and you know, just a little shout out to them. But the if you go to the home tab on their page and scroll all the way down, there are some blocks that say other channels, other channels.
Okay.
Do you see that? Where that is now.
Do you see that, Colin?
That I do see.
Okay.
I do see. Yeah. All right. Well,
so
that's good.
That's a clue. We've given you a clue.
Compare that maybe with some of your favorite.
No, but I just think these guys are terrible, what they're doing.
Oh, it's awful. It's terrible. It really is.
They're really, because a curated list is like fucking gold. You know, when you find somebody that has specific knowledge of a topic and they want to share other channels related to that, they should make that easy for people to find. They shouldn't bury it and make it more difficult. So I just, you know, the problem is they just, all they care about is making money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think a YouTube is an educational tool. It's not just for watching stupid videos. I mean,
educational YouTube and stupid YouTube and just separate the two. Maybe that's the solution.
I think it's terrible. Are there any good user forums where people discuss like the latest developments with sites like YouTube or other things?
Well, I know there are forums on YouTube. There are forums on YouTube that sometimes interact with people over there, but I'm not sure how much good that'll do.
Yeah, but I'm just finding as we're talking, I'm going to these other sites, and it looks like a lot of people. I don't know, maybe. I mean, I appreciate Rob giving me that one, but it looks like some of these other people, the ones that I know used to have the channels, I guess they just decided not to put them back up because
I was so loud in my ears. I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead.
We are so hi-fi.
No, I'm just saying I've gone to several others that I know used to have the channels, and I guess they just, some of them didn't put them up. But in any case, I just think they're a bunch of assholes. I mean, you know, if they make a change, they should let people know.
They let people know, but we don't like the change. And, you know, there are ways of accomplishing their goals without ruining so much as they're doing right now. But
yeah,
well,
thanks to Rob, because on a scale, on an outrage scale of 1 to 10, I was like at a million. Because to me, this is like if you had a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle on your dining room table, mm-hmm. and say you went out to run some errands, and then you came home and somebody knocked the jigsaw puzzle on the floor. Or if you had some maps in your house and somebody came over and put them through a paper shredder.
Or a rebel calls you at home.
Yeah, I mean, that's like what losing those things are, because, like I said, they're valuable.
Right.
And search engines are not really that good. I'd rather talk to somebody that knows a topic and get suggestions or recommendations from them than relying on some stupid algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But in any case, I appreciate your the work you do, and I guess I gotta copy these things before YouTube decides to get rid of channels. So I guess I should grab them while I can.
Well, get busy then. There's a lot to grab.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, thanks.
Thanks for your call, and thanks for paying
attention.
Yeah,
have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. You too. And that is our latest phone call. Our phone number, 802-321-4225. What's that? Bard has something to say about advertising? Go ahead.
Advertising, the insidious serpent slithering through the cracks of our society, is poised to deliver the death blow to civilization as we know it. It's a slow, insidious poison, seeping into our minds like a toxic miasma, eroding our critical thinking skills, turning us into mindless drones, devoid of individuality and purpose. Advertising, that relentless harbinger of consumerism, has us hooked on a never-ending cycle of desire and dissatisfaction. It whispers sweet nothings into our ears, promising happiness, fulfillment, and acceptance, all wrapped up in the shiny packaging of material possessions. It tells us that we're not enough without the latest gadget, the trendiest fashion, the fanciest car. It makes us feel inadequate, insecure, and constantly chasing an elusive ideal that never seems to materialize. And while we're busy chasing this mirage of happiness, the real world crumbles around us. The environment is trashed, social justice is trampled upon, and our democracy is slowly strangled by corporate greed. But we're too busy ogling the latest iPhone ad or drooling over the new designer handbag to notice. Advertising, the puppeteer of our desires, has us dancing to its tune, while the world burns. It's a master manipulator, exploiting our deepest fears and insecurities, turning us into willing slaves to its insatiable appetite for profit. So, how do we escape this advertising-induced apocalypse? How do we break free from the shackles of consumerism and reclaim our minds from the clutches of corporate propaganda? The answer lies in awareness and resistance. We must recognize advertising for what it is, a tool of manipulation, a weapon of mass distraction. We must learn to see through its shiny facade and recognize the emptiness it peddles. We must rediscover the true sources of happiness and fulfillment, meaningful relationships, creative endeavors, and a sense of purpose that extends beyond the confines of the material world. We must cultivate critical thinking skills, question everything we see and hear, and make informed choices about how we spend our time and money. And we must rise up against the corporate giants that control the advertising industry. We must demand transparency, accountability, and a return to ethical business practices. We must support independent media and alternative forms of communication that are not beholden to the profit motive. The fate of civilization hangs in the balance. Will we succumb to the insidious seduction of advertising, or will we awaken from our consumerist slumber and reclaim our destinies as thinking, feeling, and responsible human beings? The choice is ours.
Wow, Bard. Bard's gone radical on us. That is impressive. I mean, I don't disagree with that. Rob, what do you think?
I think that's an interesting thing to hear from Bard, which is a product of Google, one of the titans of the advertising industry.
I mean, my question was, is Bard okay? I'm worried about Bard right now.
Conflicted. Bard's got issues. He's complex.
Bard sounds like a depressed college freshman who, like, just met his first libertarian.
Well, I asked Bard to talk about advertising in the tone of Hunter S. Thompson, so that's what we got. But, you know, in less than a second, all of that was produced. And I got to say, you know, it's it wasn't bad. I mean, I'd follow that person into fire. I would. Alex?
I thought it was amazingly well written. And I was wondering what style in which it was written. Now, that makes a lot of sense. But I was particularly impressed with its ability to combine concepts in a way that both meant something and also was pleasing to the ear, and but was, you know, and had a separate kind of audible content to it. When it mentioned the weapons of mass distraction, that was
good, wasn't it? That was clever.
The most impressive part of that whole diatribe. I thought that was actually really quite good. I thought you might have been reading an essay that somebody had written, you know, 20 years ago or something like that, but it was just generated in a second.
Well, I'm sure there's some plagiarism going on here. That weapons of mass distraction, that came from somewhere. So, you know, when they feed upon all the books that are out there, our books being two of them, they get a lot of phrases, they get a lot of thoughts, and this is part of what they come up with. But it is impressive. There's no question about that.
It actually reminded me of the – I don't know if you remember the Adbusters guys from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Remember them? And they made that famous American flag that had all of the various brands instead of the stars on it in white. And it was it reminded me of something that you would have read in one of their magazines.
They're still around, and they're very awesome.
And they'd probably be very interested in this.
They are still around. They publish – I think it is – it is six times a year, maybe eight issues a year, and we've had a good relationship with them in the past. They've shared stuff that they're doing, and we've offered you know, basically to keep them up to date with issues and stuff in the past. We should reconnect with them.
Yes,
they're based in BC.
Oh, is that right?
Yes,
oh,
Vancouver.
So did you say BC or BC?
Vancouver, BC. In
thank you.
Canada.
Gang, I'm in my second ad right now.
Only two? Come on, we need to bring up that revenue.
So, no, I mean, there was a two ad segment.
Okay. Don't skip them. Don't skip.
Okay, y'all were talking. So, the first thing is that, my first ad was for bras, you guys. It was for bras for small boobs. So, go for it.
Okay. I never got that ad. Interesting.
Me either.
And then my second ad was for Bombas socks.
Now, when you have to sit through these ads, are you behind on the chat or do you catch up immediately?
So the chat is still running.
It gets like pushed off the screen.
It did get pushed off the screen because I got it. It's moved everything around so I can see a link for the ads. This is very strange. I don't like any of it.
What do you mean by that?
No, I mean the fact that it moved everything.
Oh.
So, and also it appears that everybody got an ad this time out. Last time I got an ad, not everybody did. This time around, I have heard that we got the Code Monster by Code Academy. Johnny Fusion got two ads. Mint Mobile, and we have a... an endorsement is the word I was looking for. Endorsement for Ghostery. People have been running Ghostery and have not seen any ads. Thanks, Tim in Connecticut.
So is that one of the new ones potentially?
Yeah.
That people migrated to?
Yeah, that was the guy that was quoted in the article earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
got it.
You know, it would be cool if
Ghostery
had an ad on YouTube. That would be funny.
I think if Ghostery had an ad on YouTube, the whole world would collapse.
Uh-huh. That's the intent. Yes, that's the idea.
There is a lot about what's going on with Google and a lot of this artificial intelligence that is creating uncertainty for their so-called, I guess I would say, entrenched business model that they did so well on for so long. First of all, it's not exactly everybody's favorite thing anymore. Mm-hmm. They're kind of onto it. And second of all, they're not exactly going to be able to compete with the amount of intelligence and information. In other words, the things that they that you had to get from them, a la, think of like a mainframe and a multi-user system back in the day. Well, it was centralized. These intelligence things, as soon as they're in chips and they're, you know, diffuse, running on people's smaller networks and away from the GFS, Google File System or whatever, like, it's out of hand. They can get as much information, so all of a sudden their traffic volume would potentially go down, right, as people are less reliant on them for search and for some of the things they were able to profit and be have a corner on in the past. As things have evolved, their whiz-bang stuff is now kind of just standard. Mm. Like, it's expected. Yeah, of course, you can have Elasticsearch or have this type of information or whatever. Like, yeah, we've had that technology for 10 years. We've been seeped in it. So they're nervous, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're in Off the Hook Overtime here. We are experimenting with ads on YouTube and how annoying they could possibly be. And I got to say, in true hacker spirit, we are having fun with this. Our listeners are having fun and sharing information and trying to figure out ways to defeat the system and learn from it. And I think we'll be better off as a result of that. But we are sorry. We are sorry for torturing you this hour or so. And we have a call who's been waiting patiently.
Yes,
I'm so sorry.
Call.
Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hello. I'm not signed into Google or YouTube, but I'm using YouTube. And I got a pre-roll for 1-800-Flowers
mm-hmm.
and a mid-roll for James Hardy, which I skipped. I was able to skip that one.
Okay. That's it?
That's what?
That's all you've received? How long have you been watching for?
I've been watching since about the beginning.
Okay, that's not very many ads.
The very beginning.
That's not very many ads.
Occasionally, I would find that there was a buffering thing, and then at one point I was the live indicator was not on, indicating that it pushed me away from being live.
Uh-huh.
But when I had the mid-roll and I skipped that, I was back live.
I wonder if the fact that we don't have actual video might be influencing it a bit, because I've noticed sometimes when video goes to black for a second, that's when the ads come in, you know, when there's some kind of a change in what's on the screen. But our screen doesn't change. It's always the same, so maybe that's confusing it.
Yes. The only change is from before you run the before you start and when you've started. You have a different picture before you start the overtime.
Yes.
And then you have the...
There are two stills.
Removed.
Correct. The pre-show still, and then there is one for the actual video part of what is streamed. That's correct. But there was no, like, gaps for commercials or any kind of metadata encoding for commercials like they have in broadcast. Certainly not in our stream. Maybe other programs or stuff that originally was broadcast. But other than that, they would have to pick their cues as they are, and we can only report them as fast as they come in from listeners like yourself.
Mm-hmm. And can we ask where you're calling from?
The Bronx.
Okay, great.
Does YouTube try to place commercials in some sort of appropriate way, you know, in timing, so that it doesn't annoy people as much as it possibly can by when it happens?
I don't think they are. That's my opinion. Others might have different opinions.
They're probably able to in a much, in a very slick way, but the costs and desirability of implementing that for everybody, it maybe just isn't worth it for something that you're essentially giving away on the surface. And then getting ads through. But, yeah, I mean, they're definitely in that world now where interpreting audio and video and creating edit points. I've seen a lot of really interesting stuff with, matching, songs to video, and it can, like some of the software now can place edits and stuff. That's really common in Adobe Suite products and other editing, nonlinear editors and stuff. So the tools are there, but can you scale it, and why would you want to make it so nice for everyone? They really just want to interrupt and make the money, make the sale, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess.
Right. One more thing. I called in using the toll-free number.
Oh, we didn't give out that number.
Did it work? Is it okay?
He's on it, so
yeah, I mean, you're here.
It worked. It worked. I'm called in through a landline. I do have a cell phone. I'm not using it now.
Good on
I
you.
I called in through a landline that does not have long-distance service.
Oh, okay. How quaint.
And yet, here you are calling as long a distance as you want.
Yes.
With that 800.
Thanks to our friend Lucky for setting that up. And
yeah, and once I used to have long-distance service. There was some sort of deal. You sign up through the Internet, you get a good deal on long-distance, and that was discontinued, and I ended up with no long-distance service.
So what happens if you try calling long-distance?
I think it will refuse. It will give you some sort of message.
Uh-huh.
But you can dial regional, which can be more expensive than long-distance. I discovered that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing what some of the carriers are putting as far as costs on those packages, those plans. And it, as people aren't as interested in those types of phone services and they augment their communications to other forms, it only gives them incentive to increase the prices for those things. So you all of a sudden may have been able to afford a national plan or had it subsidized some way. You got at least a discount or a promotional period, and then they change it or they change their price scale, et cetera, as is typical. But it can be really astounding, and you're kind of alone because there's not that many other customers that are interested in that type of service as it's aging out a bit. So my heart goes out to you. I've had places where I've had one level service able to call New York, no problem, and then it's like, okay, no, I'm not paying, you know, that much, whatever it is. I don't know. Many tens or twenties more than what you're already, you know, budgeting for your phone bill. And if you have internet, you know, you probably would prefer to have that. You just want to be able to also make a phone call. Anyway.
Well, thanks for your call.
Right, thanks for taking it.
All right, take care, then. And our phone number remains 802-321-4225. Yes, Gila.
So one thing that has been great is folks who are getting ads are telling us what they're seeing. Folks who are not getting ads have been sharing with us what combination of browser and ad blocker they are using.
Oh, that's great.
It is fantastic. We're hearing good things about Firefox.
I like that browser.
We're hearing good things about Firefox with uBlock Origin. We're hearing good things about Ghostery. And Alex, to answer your question in the chat, Ghostery is apparently a suite of products, including an ad blocker extension that can be installed on Chrome, Firefox, Safari, Edge, or Opera, gang. We've got all our bases covered.
Wow, that's a throwback. And I'm sure Opera is doing just fine right now.
That might be the solution. Go to something older, you know?
And then they've also got a private browser. They've got it, like a browser. It's a whole thing. Anyway, ghostery.com is where you can find all this information. We are obviously receiving no compensation from Ghostery for all this information. We just want you folks to know. And someone just got an ad for a Google Pixel Pro. It's Google Pixel 8 Pro.
You notice you can't skip those ads. You can't skip the Google ads. You have to see the whole damn thing.
I would also like to mention that I have been provided with a skip button in all of my ads, but I'm muddling through it for you people. So,
well, sometimes the ads that they throw your way are very long. And if you don't have to be by that skip button, if you're on the other side of the house or something, you know, that's going to play an infomercial, basically. And that's really sneaky and bad if you want something on just as background or something soothing. Imagine you're going to sleep to, like, the sound of a waterfall that's interrupted by, you know, an Old Spice commercial every 10 minutes or so. And then an infomercial on the half-hour mark. That's not cool.
I also found something out interesting, which is I clicked into the Google Ad Center,
mm-hmm.
Which was providing information about an advertiser, where they're from, what they do, and then I found out why I'm getting this particular ad.
Oh, wow.
Also, yeah.
Why, Google? Why?
Apparently, my gender, my age, my activity when I was signed into Google, the time of day or my general location, and my similarity to groups of people the advertiser is trying to reach, according to my activity when I was signed into Google.
Wow.
Yes, it also did allow me to say I would like to see fewer ads about this particular topic, so hooray.
That just means you'll see ads about some other topic.
Exactly. I can also like it, block it, or report it. yeah.
That's something.
This is a learning experience for all of us. Right?
Here's my question, though. What if you're not signed into YouTube? What if you're just on YouTube without being logged into Google in any way? What kinds of ads do you get then, and how does it explain itself?
That's an interesting question.
Are we all logged into Google? Is everybody logged into Google? You know you don't have to.
I have to be so I can be in my YouTube account so I can
right.
moderate the chat. However, let me say that if there is someone who is watching, yes, if there's someone who is listening and is not logged into YouTube or Google, please send us an email because you probably can't access the chat if you're not logged in.
True.
But please email us at oth@2600.com and let us know what that looks like for you. If you're just getting ads for Google
Phone
and stuff.
There could be all these people watching or listening to Off the Hook Overtime live who don't show up because they're not logged in. Is that true? They don't show up as part of the number of listeners?
That much I don't know.
Wow.
They might be in the total of listeners, but they certainly aren't in the listeners in the chat.
You know, I got to say, this is kind of embarrassing. I don't think we've ever had more listeners than now on Overtime, the 1 week we do advertising. What does that say? I guess, it's the experiment. That's what they're being drawn to, not the advertising. I sure hope not. But I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting, look at this, we hit 40. We never hit 40. I was expecting the numbers to go into single digits, and instead we have more people than ever. Okay, advertising from now on.
Yeah. No, obviously.
It's what the people want.
But we don't know yet how many cents this is pulling in as revenue or how we're going to divide it among the five of us.
whoa. Hold on a second here. We didn't talk about this.
Yeah, Bart is the host.
This is what happens. You argue about money now.
Bart is the host.
We can buy a candy stick and break it up in five pieces.
There we go.
Yeah, Bart's going to skim off the top.
Yeah.
He's been a vital part of all of this.
That ad center thing that Gil is looking at, though, it makes me think of, hearings and a lot of the stuff that gets tossed around when legislation or regulation comes up, and that's transparency. And it's sort of like, okay, here's where you can find out about why we're robbing you. I mean, it's great, it's informative, but it's not a positive change. It's just, this is why we feel we're justified in imposing X, Y, or Z. We have a phone call.
The telephone is ringing. Oh, sorry. I came across the phone.
I'm ready.
Now. Yes, 802-321-4225. Don't call that because someone just did. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Hi, fellas and lady. This is Johnny Fusion.
I'm sorry. There was a noise while you said your name. Who is this?
This is Johnny Fusion.
Oh, Johnny Fusion. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, I think we probably have more viewers tonight because you turned on the ad and the algorithm is giving you preferential treatment because Google, Alphabet, YouTube, they make money off the ad.
Maybe that's it.
Wait, well, how are they getting people to come in?
By notifying subscribers or something?
They're calling people saying, you have to hear this?
Or just showing it in suggested channels.
Oh, my God. Wow. Have you been sucked into our conversation, listeners? Let us know, please.
We are so sorry.
Yeah. I guess you can tell us in the chat if that is what happened, if you log in.
But so it's potentially new exposure then because we chose the ad route.
42. We've never been that high. What the hell's going on here?
You raise an interesting point.
Wow.
Yeah, because if you're making money for YouTube, then they're definitely going to give you preferential treatment.
Yeah, I don't think we're making anything for anybody, but we're trying to learn how this works and how to break it.
You know what I was thinking in this whole conversation? Like, why don't they just cut to the chase and have, like, Google Universal Income where you just watch ads for your free time and they just pay you? I mean,
there's actually a program that...
That's a Black Mirror that did that, I'm pretty sure.
Probably. No, I think it is.
It's called Google Rewards, and you do surveys, which is another kind of advertising.
Wow. Where
you're generating data, and they give you credits that you can spend places.
So that's like Mechanical Turk territory, then. Okay.
Kind of, but it's more promotional stuff, you know, because Google's an ad company.
Right. Okay. Well, I raised it.
So that's why I think we have the high listenership. It's not really viewership. I mean, something will be removed is all we look at, right?
Oh, yeah, and that's to your advantage, believe me.
I like that you replace it with something, because that's what everybody, I think, does mentally, is something will be removed. Because it says something under
that. We can change that if it's annoying people, if it's outlived its welcome, we can change our image. We can do that.
Maybe a picture of the van.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
That bell van.
I'll see what I can do. We'll talk to the archive department and see if they have something, or we'll produce something with the public relations team.
You know what? No, we put a picture of a star, and you have to tell us which star it is. What? That fosters education, you know? People take an interest in the heavens.
Then when we set up, we can say this is educational.
It is educational.
Yeah.
It is educational.
Okay,
absolutely.
Right.
Everything we do is educational.
Stars like Natalie Portman, is that?
Funny guy.
So I did finish a new article. I'm just got to go over it. And
For 2600?
For 2600.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Well, we look forward to seeing that.
Yeah. It's more... It was inspired by... Like you said a few weeks ago, like all the stuff happening in Israel and Palestine right now, how polarized people
mm-hmm.
are on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed this polarization in almost all discourse nowadays, not just social media, but like news programs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's either it's all good or it's all bad. It's all black or it's all white, you know? And so
I noticed more of that in the beginning. I think I'm seeing more of at least an acknowledgement that, well, it's not all good. It's not all bad. And kind of, you know, looking at other perspectives, not very well, but at least an attempt. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of, as we've gotten used to the situation, I think, you know, after the shock wore off of it all, people
mm-hmm.
are able to be a little bit nuanced. But I just think discourse in general is very binary, and we're all very technical people.
But that's nothing new, like, at least not over the last few years here, because that's everything seems to turn into that. You know, even a pandemic turned political. So I don't think.
Right.
Yeah.
Needlessly.
You know, and so basically the article is about these binary attitudes operating in an analog world, because the world is analog. You know, you could only represent approximations with binary, depending
right.
on how many bits out you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And, yeah, you know, and it's going to be dedicated to our friend Bill Squire, Bill SF.
Bill SF, yes.
Because when I was in my 20s at a hacker party with the Hacktic people, and they were X's for All by then,
mm-hmm.
and me and Bill just got in a corner, and we had a conversation, is like, And you really told me about the benefits of analog technology. And at the time, in my youth and my hubris, I didn't buy it. I thought digital was superior. But now in my dotage, I've come around to his thinking. He was right all along.
Wow, yeah, I had conversations like that with him as well. Might have even been at the same party, but he was definitely one of the greats. And he was on the show many years ago. He was at Hope many years ago, and we all miss him.
Yeah, so there's going to be a little dedication to him at the end, and I hope if I get selected for print that that'll be included.
Okay, I look forward to it. I just got a notice on the screen. I'm running the studio thing, the thing that starts the whole channel. And it just said ads inserted. So I don't know what that's all about, but I assumed ads were inserted the whole damn time, but maybe super ads were inserted for everybody.
Yeah, no, right now, how I'm watching is I'm using the Android client Cast to a Chromecast on my television.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
You know, and so it's no ads right now, so that's nice.
Maybe I should figure out how to do that so I can watch my damn trains without ads. Maybe that's the way to do it. But yeah, I like the Roku app. I do like Roku. Using YouTube through Roku. Yeah, yes, Gila, go ahead.
I would like to thank our friend Funsox because everybody's going to get an ad. The question is, are there going to be any Black Friday deals in the 2600 store?
Oh, good Lord, I don't know. I mean, yeah, probably, but you know, right now we're going crazy we're going crazy over the issue right now, and we can't even feed ourselves.
First of all,
we have no idea what's going on in the rest of the world. So, Black Friday is coming up. Okay, you know, we'll try. We'll do our best, and Cyber Monday and all that.
Cyber Monday.
We have a lot of things on the store. I mean, they're all there. They just, you know, we haven't figured out how to make sales and do all that. You know, with all the advertising we're doing today, somebody should be able to figure that out, right? We've gone all capitalist here. So, yeah, two for one. Two for one, but we won't tell you what it is. Just get two of them instead of one.
Store.2600.com.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll probably have some packages just like everybody else in the e-commerce world. There will be some cool packages.
And we know the new shirt isn't up yet for the new covers. We're working on that too. Everything takes time and button pushing and all that.
Yeah, big strategy session with the sales team.
Hey, Johnny, we're going to start heading out of here, but it's great hearing from you. Good to know you're working on more articles. Please keep them coming and stay well.
Thank you. My health has been almost pretty good.
That's great.
I had a little hiccup, little visit to the hospital, but they discharged me quick. So.
All right. Well, keep that up. We're rooting for you.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye now.
Glad to hear you.
I think that that should do it. We hit 43 for a second there. I think that's an all-time record. All right. Well, you know, I want to thank everybody for sharing information, and you can continue to give us your feedback and opinions and observations by emailing oth@2600.com. I know Bard the Hacker has one more thing to say about this experiment. Before he does, though, I just want to say that when we do sign off, I would like everyone to stick around for the post roll. The post roll is the ad you get after you watch the video, which I still don't understand why anybody would stick around for that. But if you all stick around, you know, we might get another, quarter penny out of it all. I'd love to find out how much we actually make from all this. It's all going to be taken back, though, because Google's going to hear this, and they're going to be pissed when they hear the things we're saying about them. You know, it's an experiment. That's what we do. We make experiments.
And we're helping to keep the lights on. So you're welcome, Google.
Anyone else have anything that they'd like to share?
Keep sending us email, oth@2600.com. Find us on Mastodon, offthehook@hackers.town. You know, that site that was formerly known as Twitter, we're still Hacker Radio Show on there, as long as it keeps being a thing of some sort, of some value.
Yeah.
I just, We want to thank everybody who participated in the chat tonight. We know that we have some new people tonight. Welcome. We're glad you're here. And someone did point out that if we are having more stuff going on in the chat and more interaction and more people showing up, that also might be getting us served to more people. So, yes. Thank you. And Tim in Connecticut, it is always my pleasure to give everyone in the chat a voice on the show. That is why we do this little moderation gig here. So thanks for being part of it, everybody. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
And thanks for letting us experiment on you all. You're very good sports.
Bunch of guinea pigs. We appreciate you.
Attention, loyal listeners of Off the Hook Overtime. Please accept our sincerest apologies for the excessive advertising on our YouTube channel tonight. We understand that you tune in to Off the Hook Overtime for the unfiltered, commercial-free content you've come to expect, and tonight's deviation from that norm was a significant misstep on our part.
Wait a minute, you said this
already.
We are
committed
to
delivering the authentic Off the Hook Overtime experience you've grown to love.
All right, stop, because you're saying the same thing over again. I thought he was going to say something different. Do you have another version of that, maybe?
Radio host.
Yes, you.
Attention. Loyal listeners of Off the Hook Overtime. We're here to address the elephant in the room, the abundance of advertising on our YouTube channel tonight. Firstly, we want to sincerely apologize for the disruption to your usual listening experience.
This sounds
familiar. We understand
too.
That you tune in to Off the Hook Overtime for the unfiltered, commercial-free content you've come
Everything
to expect,
okay?
And tonight's deviation from that norm was a misstep on our part.
Always has to say the deviation from the norm was a misstep on our part.
Do you want me to unplug it?
No. Okay, we've got one more. We've got one more possibility here. So let's try this one. That's the last chance.
Radio host.
Yes, go ahead.
Listeners of Off the Hook Overtime, we sincerely apologize for the abundance of advertising on our YouTube channel tonight. We understand that you tune into our show for the unfiltered, commercial-free content you've come to expect.
No, he's doing it again.
And tonight's deviation from that norm was a misstep on our part.
Okay, you know, if you can't have any variety, what's the point? I'm sorry, folks, for the misstep on Bard's part there that did not result in any deviation from what he always says every single time. We will be back next week with Off the Hook and Off the Hook Overtime. Folks in Skype land, any final words you'd like to say?
No, just good night.
All right.
Don't buy anything that's been advertised to you.
All right, I guess that's it. Kyle, I say...
Yeah, bye everyone, and keep your ear to the ground. You know, whatever the statement is, you know, listen, your eyes open, and just you know, communicate, uh-huh. Share with one another, and teach people things. There's a real deficit of that, and it's disappointing. I know that's not true across the board, but we gotta keep exploring and help people. Learn about all this stuff so that they can teach other people themselves, and we're all the better for it, because AI is not going to do it for us.
Well said. AI, one more chance.
Good night, everyone. It's been a pleasure chatting with you tonight. I hope you have a restful and peaceful sleep. Sweet dreams.
Thank you, Bard. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. OTH at 2600.com is our email address. We'll see you next week. Good night.